This is Shikellamy Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves Basketball is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Ad One, Sunbury Motor Company, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Zimmerman Motors, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Steve Shannon Tire and Auto, Buffalo Wild Wings, W&L Subaru, Weast Weast Benner and Rice LLC, Sunbury Housing Authority, and Midtown Bistro. Now, let's head courtside with Pat O'Brien and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
Hello and welcome to Montoursville Area High School. Pat O'Brien along with Coach Dave, or the Chief Dave Ritchie, coach as well. You'll call you coach as well. That's why you're in this role, because you can wear many hats, and we appreciate that here on 1070WKOK.com. Again, Pat O'Brien along with Dave Ritchie. The Shikellamy Braves trying to get back in the win column after a loss in their last outing to North Penn Mansfield, 56-35. When you break down their season so far, they are at 1-3. They lost to Mifflinburg 56-26 before falling to Mifflin County 60-32. And then they beat Hughesville 60-50 to open up the tournament last weekend, and four falling to North Penn Mansfield 56-35. This is a Brave team that is scoring 38.2 points per game, but unfortunately giving up 55.5 points per game, thus leading them to a 1-3 start for Coach Ziegler and the Braves. Looking at Montoursville under head coach Mark Mussina, he started out, they're just 1-1. They lost to Mifflin County, so you have a common opponent, and they lost to them 71-54 before beating St. John Newman on Saturday 81-54. Both teams looking to try to get on a roll here early in the season. It's going to be a tough trek for the Braves coming up to Montoursville playing against these Warriors, but the Braves have seen different guys play big at different moments. I said to Coach Ziegler before he walked away from us, let's see what happens if you can get three or four guys, and you've said it, getting three guys into double figures at the same time, that's a good recipe for a victory.
It seems that one player seems to step up and do well, and then some of the other players that you're counting on to be either great offensive players or good on defense have come a little bit short. And I just think that because of the lack of size and maybe the lack of experience, this team needs to have more than just one person take control at either end of the court. On Saturday night, it was Asher Moyer who got out of his if you want to call it his funk there, and he had a great game. And, you know, we had the week before that, we had Hunter Biddle that had a great game. And then on the Saturday night, he had zero. So consistency is not part of the game plan here with the Braves, and they've got to get that far. I've said this before. I don't think anybody is more prepared than a Billy Ziegler, Brian Ziegler coach basketball team. I mean, you know the stuff they give us, it's amazing, all right? And I'm sure that their wives are just tickled pink during the season that they have to deal with not just the practices and the games, but many a night watching on video, all right, different games. So, but the kids got to do it. The Braves, the players out on the court, they have to do what they're told and do it correctly.
Well, breaking down the numbers as we've talked about already, and the first night out against Mifflinburg, Fischald had 5, Ziegler had 7, and it was Walter, the sophomore, the big man for the Braves, had 10. And then their second game against Mifflin County, nobody in double figures. You have Fischald with 4, Moyer with 6, Ziegler with just 4, but then Walter, once again, he had 9 to lead the way. And then against Hughesville, everybody got in the scoring column when you look at the starting 5. Fischald had 8, Moyer had 9, Biddle in that big game you talked about, and he started out with a couple threes right from the beginning, then he had a mid-range jump shot. But that pushed him to 17 points in that Hughesville win, with Ziegler with 8 and Walter again with 13. And then against North Penn Mansfield, it was Moyer who had 15, Walter with 5, Ziegler with 3, but Fischald, and as you said, Fischald and Biddle did not score. Fischald has the green light to shoot threes and shoot deep. You've said it, though. How about coming in just a couple more steps to get that going for him? But you do see that potential. If these guys can hit some shots like Biddle did and get some work on the inside outside, this elevates this team to being potential winners game in and game out.
They're both excellent shooters. Xavier's a great shooter, and so is Hunter. The problem right now is they're not making, their percentage is down very low. And I think that when you're back at the NBA line for three-point shots and they're not going in, you gotta move in. And I think that we've only seen one time in the four games we've done, Pat, where somebody actually took a 10 or 12 footer inside the 3-point line. It seems that the game has turned into either it's a layup, a fast break, or it's a 3-point shot. Even on the fast breaks, they get the ball in the paint, they kick it out to the 3-point line, and somebody shoots. It has taken over the game over the last couple of years. It's exciting, but it seems that some teams, if you don't have a good 3-point shooter, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, we come back, we'll take a look. We've been given, as you mentioned, Coach Ziegler provides a breakdown. He talks about what the goals for his team are and what the keys are. So we'll take a look at all those when we return to Montoursville Area High School. This is Brave Basketball on 1070WKOK.com. Welcome back to Montoursville Area High School. Both teams going through their pregame warm-ups. Chickalimbia being there all blue with the white trim and white numbers, while the Montoursville Warriors down on the other end will be in their all white. They are sporting the gold trim and along with the blue on the unis for the Montoursville Warriors. Take a look at the keys provided to us by Coach Ziegler, as he does each and every game. You see the numbers he always puts out first, and that's hold teams to a certain amount of points, and he's asking his team to hold this Montoursville team to 50 or less. He's moved up the turnovers to 15 because that's been a bugaboo, and he's moved it from 10 to 15, asking his kids to have 15 or less turnovers, but he's keeping it the same amount of rebounds. He needs guys to get to the glass, limit these offenses, and get a lot of defensive rebounds. He does want to push tempo against other teams because he knows there's a size differential. So when you first and foremost look at these keys, keep them under 50. Got to be able to have 15 or less turnovers and spread them out. Dave, yeah. We watch this team. There's times where they'll have 3 and 4 turnovers right in a row.
Yeah, it's really, I guess, disheartening when during the tip that they have a turnover. And, you know, it seems sometimes that's the way the first quarter goes. I don't know if it's nerves. I don't know if it's just the fact that you're not concentrating or you're so pumped up about the game. But the first 5 minutes are very crucial for this team. They have a tendency to not play well, make some passes they should not handle the ball as well. So turnovers, you know, the reason they went to 15 was it's like when you're down by 20 and you're going into the third quarter, well, let's get half of it back. Let's get there, yep, instead of trying to get it all. So let's see if we can get 15 or less turnovers, and we'll go from there.
But take a look at his keys given to us by Coach Ziegler. Keep dribbles in front of us. He knows that these guys are going to like to try to get to the rim. They have good shooters, so you got to keep the dribblers in front of it. Communicate on D, especially in man-to-man, help side defense, all the elements that are going to be key defensively, but communicate with each other, help each other out. He wants no catch and shoot. You can't allow 10, 20, and 23 when you talk about the Montoursville Warriors. 10 is Messina, 20 is Ulmer, and 23 for the Montoursville Warriors is Carson Mini. And you got many. You got to keep those guys in front of him. And also, he wants good ball movement. Let's not be stagnant. Keep it moving. Nothing puts more pressure on a defense when you're keeping that ball moving. And the only way you can keep it moving is when you're off the ball, you got to move, and that puts pressure on the defense.
Yeah, I don't think there's a team that Chickamauga's played in the first four games that hasn't been able to take the ball to the rim from the outside. That's a good point you made, the fact about, you know, they just don't, they run out to the person and a head fake, a shoulder fake, a ball fake, and they go up in the air. They don't stay on their feet, and they come down the court. You know, the thing that you got to get drilled into the player's heads is he's going to take a 15-foot shot, which has a less percentage of going in than a layup when he goes around you. Plus, there's always somebody going to foul him when he comes in. And it drives me crazy. It really does. You just watch it. It happens over and over again. And they work on it. But I don't know. You get in the game, and sometimes they just forget about what's going on. So,
well, getting later into the season, you got to continue to improve. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the starters for both teams as teams that finish up their warm-ups. Come back. Get ready to get this one underway on WKOK.com. Introduction of the starting lineups happening now. It's the 1-3 Braves coming on the road to take on the 1-1 Montoursville Warriors. Coach Bill Ziegler, coach of the Braves, and it's Mark Messina, head coach of the Warriors. Take our final break, come back, getting ready for the opening tip. It's the Braves and the Warriors. This is Brave Basketball on WKOK.com.
Experience unparalleled excavation services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we'll always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Make a difference during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd.
When you get in a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charity partners.
In addition, WNL will personally match that with a $400 donation.
Plus, with every routine Subaru service completed, WNL Subaru will be donating $5 to charity.
We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Tip-off to this one between the Warriors and the Braves. Controlling it are the Warriors. Welcome to Brave Basketball on WKOK.com. Spin into the lane, but Moyer comes away with the steal. Starters for the Braves will be the same. Biddle, Ziegler, Moyer, Walter, and Fischoff. Fischoff from three, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. For the Warriors, it's Messina, Embro, as the Warriors go to the bucket, Ulmer and Crawford for the Warriors. Into the paint once again for the Warriors. A three, well off to the left. Fischaut comes away with a loose ball, pushing it the other way, crosses half court between the circles. Kick up to Ziegler. Ziegler from three, he's going to be short, air ball, pushing it back the other way. Number 21, that is Ulmer. Spins it around the perimeter. A lot of ball movement by the Warriors. Throws it into the paint once again. Good size inside. Turnaround jump hook. No good. And Moyer comes away with the rebound. That was Ulmer, the junior, on the release, but not able to knock it down. Biddle on the right baseline. Around to the top to Fischoff. Fischoff, left-handed dribble into the paint. Turnaround jumper. Back iron. No good. And it's Messina with the rebound.
Very fast-paced. You know, we thought it was going to be this way. Get the ball down and find a shot and put it up.
Man-to-man for the Braves. A three-point shot by the Warriors. No good. That shot was by Ulmer. Goes out of bounds off the Warriors. The Braves will have it inbound. It's 6:24 to go in the opening quarter. No score yet.
You know, you talk about Embro, 13. They've been trying to pound the ball on him. He's about 6'5". He's got a little bit of height advantage there. And so far, he hasn't been able to make anything.
Biddle going to attempt a three and bangs it from the right wing for the Braves to get the first points of the game. 3-0 lead for the Braves.
That's a positive. Hunter Biddle with his first basket in two games now. Great.
Coach Messina is going to his bench already. He's going to put Eck in the game. Inside into the post, as you said, they've been doing it here. Hard drive to the hoop. It looks like Moyer's going to get the foul. Trying to get to the bucket was Ulmer, the junior. But it looks like it's going to be on the floor, inbounded. So into the game, number 25, Elijah Eck. He's a freshman. Coming out of the game will be Messina.
Interesting. He leads the team in scoring average, and he comes off the bench. Plus, he's a freshman, and this is probably why. Oop.
shooting a three. The Warriors can't get it, but an offensive rebound by the Warriors and a foul. So they'll get the ball underneath their basket with the Braves leading 3-0, 5:48 to go in the opening quarter.
Justin Ziegler picks up his first foul. That's team second here in the first quarter.
The Warriors will continue to move it around the perimeter on the left wing at this point. Nothing there. Ziegler defending Simpson. Backdoor cut. Biddle gets beat on the backdoor cut. The Warriors going to go up, get fouled. Attempted shot by Eck. As he said, the freshman, the leading scorer, coming off the bench, and he's going to go to the free line to shoot two.
Hunter Bettle picks up a foul. Now, the Braves, in the last 60 seconds, have picked up two fouls to go along with the one that Moyer had earlier. So they got three here in the first quarter as Eck makes his first foul shot.
Make it a 3-1 game, 5:34 to go in the opening quarter. Eck will get his second one. As he releases it off to the left, no good. Rebounded by Moyer. It's going to be a tie-up, and it will be a held ball, and it will go to Braves after Moyer. Tie-up that time with Simpson, and the Braves are going to see a press from the Warriors. Moyer and Fischel working it in the backcourt. Biddle's going to get the line drive pass from Moyer, take it into the paint, get to Walter. Walter, left-handed shot, no good. And it's going to be rebounded by the Warriors.
Yeah, he hustled, hurried that one a little bit. You know, a little bit timing, and he would have made that one.
Another three-point field goal attempt by the Warriors. No good. Moyer on the rebound. Tries to get it up to Biddle. Unable to. But it's going to go out of bounds on the Braves, so it'll be Warrior or a Brave ball underneath their basket.
Now, Kevin Herr would have been happy because the ball came over here and we didn't ruin any equipment. And plus, it went right back out underneath the table, just like skee ball out at Knoebels.
It was the banner that saved the day, even though the banner took the big hit. Fischel, three-point field goal from the right. No good. Eck with the rebound. He's going the other way. The freshman for the Warriors. Biddle on him. Left wing hard to the hoop by the Warriors, but stopped. Kicks it out for three, and good. Coming off the bench, that's Crawford. No, excuse me, 23. That's
Many
with the field goal from the left baseline. And now the Warriors lead 4-3. Walter gets the pass from Ziegler, gets to the Moyer. Moyer on the left baseline. He's going to be fouled.
I think they're going to call it on the floor, so that won't be a shooting foul. That'll be the Montoursville's first foul in this first quarter with 4:36 to go.
Fischel will inbound the ball underneath the Brave basket. They go with the 1-4 look, trying to get the Biddle on the screen for screen. Doesn't get it. Get it to Moyer. Moyer going to try to three. And well off the mark and rebounded by Messina. He quickly gets it up into the front court. And Moyer tries to rip it away from a Warrior, but he's going to be out of bounds. The Warriors will keep possession, as that was Minnie who had tried to take the pass from Messina. Moyer did a nice job jumping in front of him, but they called a foul on him.
They called a foul on him. Yeah, that's his second. Asher Moyer picks up number two here.
That's big for the Braves to see Moyer pick up two fouls with 4:26 to go in this opening quarter. Eck has Biddle on him between the circles. Gives a little head fake, takes it into the paint. Off balance shot, no good. And they're going to call a traveling call against Eck. It'll go back to the Braves.
I think the Braves are doing a pretty decent job of once the ball gets down inside, they're doing a nice job of making that shot very difficult, even though it's a short shot. And the shooting percentage for both teams is pretty bad.
Biddle shoots. He's well off the mark. The percentage of actually hitting the rim is pretty bad for both teams.
You're right.
But the Warriors are back. They don't hesitate. They put up a three. It's no good. As that was many again. But it's the Warriors who come away with the rebound. Now, Walter's going to be called for a foul on the reach from behind.
And that'll be the fifth foul of the quarter, so that's a shooting foul. Two shots here.
So it's going to be two shots. Taking the shots for the Warriors will be Fisher, the junior. A 4-3 lead for the Warriors after the Braves got off to a 3-0 start. Four unanswered points by the Warriors, and that's where we stand. Free throw up and no good by Fisher. Fisher will get another one here.
Now, Fisher is off the bench, and he's the second highest scorer, averaging 13.5 points a game for the Warriors from Montoursville.
Going to the bench is Coach Messina for the Warriors. Second free throw up and good. 5-3 lead for the Warriors. Seeing some press. Owen Elliott has checked into the game. He's in the backcourt. Able to get a pass at a foul line to Bishaud. Bishaud throws it to Walter. Walter muscles up a shot, but no good. But he'll go to the free throw line, shooting two.
Yeah, tough angle for Charlie that time. Is a little bit farther underneath the basket, trying to get it up off the rim. But luckily, he did get fouled by number 34, Kingston Fisher. That's Kingston Fisher's first foul. Team second for the Mounties. Warriors.
Walter's first one up and good. He struggled a bit about putting back-to-back free throws in. See if he can do it here. He does knock down the first one. The Braves trail by one, 5-4 to the Warriors. Charlie Walter, the sophomore, get a second one. Up, and it's good. Just what he asked for. He knocks it down. 5-5 ball game, 3:40 to go in the opening quarter as the Warriors swing around the perimeter. Hard to the glass, no foul called, and the Braves coming the other way as Booker's checked into the game. Gets it out to Elliott, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by the Warriors, and the Braves will get the ball underneath their basket. So Booker has checked into the game for the Braves.
You know, when Aaron Booker gets the ball and heads down the court, it's like a breakout, all right? I mean, he really gets it down quick.
Ziegler on the right side, but this is Bishaud going to the glass. No good. Too hard. Ball's on the floor, and it's the Warriors that come away with it. Coming back the other way is Eck. Thinking about a three. Gives a little head fake. Nothing. Swinging around a perimeter, Messina. Messina into the paint. He's able to get it into Fisher. Fisher no good on a little jump hook. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Bishaud into the front court. And there's going to be a foul against the Warriors. Hey, I want to remind our listeners, if you tune in to listen to Shikellamy Wrestling, that's on 1070 WKOK.
And Kingston Fisher picks up his second foul. Talking to Coach Mark Mussina before the game, he feels he's got four different players that he can play in the post, and he's done that so far.
This is going to be Booker with the three. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds off the Warriors. That is Charlie Walter battling inside between two Warriors. But it goes off a Warrior as Ziegler will come into the game. Fishaw will check out.
You know, Charlie Walter's like a man on an island in the paint. He's the only one in there trying to get an offensive board. They've got to get more people on the boards if they're going to get some of those.
5-5 ball game. Steal by the Warriors. That gets to the front court. He's able to give it up. Easy layup that time. Going to Almer, the junior, to give the Warriors the lead, 7-5. Press being shown by the Warriors. Booker in the backcourt along with Ziegler. Ziegler gets it up to Owen Elliott. Owen Elliott, left-handed dribble, tries to throw a bounce pass to Walter, and it's stolen. Loose ball. Who's going to come away with it? Biddle will, and it's going to be a foul against the Warriors.
I think it's on number 23, but we'll wait and see. Yes, it is.
On Mini. That's his second, team's fourth.
Now, the Warriors have two players with two fouls here in this first quarter, Mini and Fisher.
Simpson back into the game for the Warriors. Booker having a hard time getting in, finally able to get it into Walter. Walter gets it up to Biddle. Biddle's going to bring it back out. Give it to Ziegler to run the play. Walter going to set the screen for Ziegler. Ziegler's going to go hard to the glass and pick up the foul on the floor.
But it'll be a shooting foul because that's the fifth one in this quarter, so he's going to get two.
And Ziegler's a good free throw shooter, and Ziegler just got the same message you just gave. He said it doesn't matter if it was on the floor because it'll be two shots either way, and Ziegler's a good free throw shooter.
And that foul was on Brennan Imbro, his first.
The junior for the Warriors. First free throw up and good, because I don't believe in the broadcaster jinx, because I said Ziggler's a good free throw shooter, and he knocks it down.
Last week, Charlie Walter was making 50% of the shots. Right now, he's at 100, and so is Ziegler.
So they both knock him down. 7-7 ball game, 2:14 in this opening quarter. Messina into the front court on the right wing, swinging around the perimeter, deep in the left wing. Give it to Eck. Eck guarded by Fishaw. Fishaw gets it out to the left baseline, almost stumbled for a walk. Eck gets rid of it, no good, and it's a battle for a rebound. Walter unable to come away with it. Eck's going to get another look, no good, and it's going to be Owen Elliott who gets the free throw, and there's going to be another foul called.
Yep.
Dave, we've done, you know, this is our fourth game.
You're right.
We haven't seen both teams in a one in or a two shot foul in the first quarter.
I know. We've haven't year. Seen this many fouls in any quarter, basically. Oh, they called it on Owen Elliott. They called him on a push off, so that's his first foul, but that's gonna put 21 Ulmer on the line. Already has one basket.
So he's going to attempt it here to break the tie. He does. 8-7 lead for the Warriors. As you said, Elliott's first foul against him for the Braves. Ulmer will get the second one up, and this one is good. A 9-7 lead for the Warriors. They stay with the 2-2 press. Fischalda to the front court. Double team. He's going to be tripped, and he'll go to the ground. He's going to get two free throws. To the dismay of Coach Mussina.
An animated Coach Mussina.
Well, the sweater does it in itself.
He told me that's a new Kiss Christmas sweater. He said he broke that one out. I know he's had a couple of those, but this one is new as far as he's saying it, telling us.
And we're going to take his word for it. He would never lie. Fischalda at the foul line. Left-handed release. Up and good. Teams are making their free throws. And when you're getting the opportunity to get two free throws, as the new rule for those just tuning in, once it gets to 5 1/4, you shoot two free throws. There's no 1-1s anymore in high school basketball. Fischalda looking to make it back-to-back free throws. Tying this one up. He does. Look clean. 1:46 to go in this first quarter. Mussina into the front court with Ziegler on him. Swings it around to Eck. Eck deep in the baseline. Another three-point field goal. Good this time for the Warriors. Ulmer knocks it down from the left baseline. They stay with the press.
Ulmer with 7 of the 12 points.
Fischalda runs that down. Almost got away from him. He's trying to release it. Does. Gets it to Booker. Booker to Ziegler. Ziegler to Fischalda. Short on the three by Fischalda. And this is going to go out of bounds. 12-9 lead for the Warriors. 1:14 to go in the first quarter. Subs coming in for both teams. Keeley will check in for the Braves. In for the Warriors is Todd Crawford, the senior.
There have only been 4 field goals made in this quarter. 3 of them were threes. All the other points have been scored from the foul line on both teams.
And it's a 12-9 lead for the Warriors. Missed shot, no good. 2 offensive rebounds, and finally finished off by the Warriors at Zimbro to push the lead to 14-9, the biggest lead of the game for the Warriors. And Coach Ziegler calls a 30-second timeout. Again, want to remind you, if you tune in to listen to Shikellamy and Warrior Run Wrestling, that could be heard on 1070 WKOK, because we're here on WKOK.com. This game's getting up and down. Interesting start to this one. Like you said, a lot of fouls being called. You see the Warriors pressing, and they picked up some fouls, but the benefit for both teams is they made free throws.
The other thing that Montoursville's done is they've done a very good job on the offensive boards. They've gotten to the glass several times, and even on some of their outside shots, they've gotten a second and third opportunities. And the shooting percentage is pretty low, but each time they get a little bit closer to the basket, and that time Imbro was right there in the front of it, just went up and tapped it in to get his first bucket of the game.
Warriors stay with the press. Got Biddle back there with Ziegler, swinging it back and forth, trying to get it across the timeline. Still haven't yet. Finally gets it to Fischalda. Cross it is Keeley, but he's not able to get it. Fischalda goes hard to the basket. Hard off the glass, no good. It went from left to right, and it's the Warriors coming back the other way. Eck gets it to Mussina, trying to throw it into the post. He does. Muscled his way to the rim are the Warriors, but no good. Fischalda comes away with a rebound. That was Imbro who tried to get to the glass, unable to. Keeley has the ball on the left baseline. Also checking in the game is Maddox Hoover, number 34 for the Braves. Ziegler into the paint. Give it to Keeley. Keeley trying to get it to Biddle. There's a scramble for the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds on Eck as the Braves will inbound the ball in front of the Montoursville bench.
6 seconds left in this quarter. The Braves have to be aware of what the time is. We saw the JV team not get a shot off because they didn't know what the time was at the end of the quarter.
Biddle gets the ball into Fischalda. 4 seconds. 3. Long shot by Fischalda. No good. Back iron, and that's going to be end of the first quarter. A first quarter that had a bunch of fouls and a bunch of free throws. It's the Warriors leading 14-9. Brave basketball on WKOK.com. We move into the second quarter. The Warriors leading 14-9 behind Ulmer 7. Biddle has 3 for the Braves, and the Shikellamy Braves 6-for-6 in that first quarter, trailing 14-9. The Warriors inbound the ball into the post once again. Up over Walter. That time was Fisher, but no good. Walter comes away with a rebound. Give it to Moyer. Had 2 fouls early in that first quarter. He's back into the game. Give it to Fishaw between the circles. Ziegler cuts through the lane, setting up the offense. Fishaw wants the screen from Moyer. Gets the roll to Moyer. Moyer goes up. No good. Rebounded by Fisher.
A lot of contact there. And the defender was moving backwards, but there was no foul called.
Fisher to the glass. Off the iron. Off the glass and good. 16-9, the biggest lead of the game for either team at 16-9 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter.
This is where the Braves get in trouble. The lead keeps getting larger and larger, and they stop scoring.
Biddle can't knock it down from the right baseline. Ziegler with the rebound. Kicks it out to Fishaw. Back to Ziegler looking for a three. No good. Moyer wrestles for a rebound. He tries to go up. He's going to be fouled.
They're going to give him 2 shots on that one.
He's going to go to the free throw line where the Braves have been good. I tell you, Moyer's lucky to get called for his 3rd foul. He wrestled that one away from the Warrior, and he benefits by going to the free throw line.
And we were told that Asher wasn't feeling the best, but he's playing really hard right now. He played hard in that entire first quarter.
His free throw no good. He'll get a 2nd one here. That foul was on Crawford of the Warriors. That's his first of the second quarter. 2nd free throw is up and good. Jimmy Messina into the front court with Ziegler on him. He's on the left side. Kicks it all the way over to the right. Into the paint to Fisher. Fisher backs down Walter. Turns up. And Walter's going to get called for the foul.
I mean, there's not much you can do more than what Charlie Walter did there. He just basically kept the body on him, and actually I would say that they called it on Asher Moyer. So Asher Moyer drew the foul from the side. So Charlie bodied up on him and didn't foul him, but Asher Moyer did.
That's his third, and it's Fisher going to the free throw line. First free throw is no good. Updated on the wrestling chick beats Warrior run. Wrestling is over. Sheik beats Warrior Run 42-20. Congrats to the Shikellamy wrestling team with a win over Warrior Run.
I believe that's their first win of the year. Of course, they wrestled State College and Montgomery, 2 of the premier programs in the state. But they pick up a win over Warrior Run.
17-10 lead for the Montoursville Warriors. Braves into the front court. Bounce pass to Walter. Goes right between his legs, and it's a turnover as Messina will push it into the front court. Left-handed dribble on Ziegler. 2 to glass and good. And a timeout, full timeout taken by Coach Ziegler. And some of the things Coach Ziegler talked about, this team, meaning Montoursville, very guard-oriented with the one strong post player, and we've seen them go in to their post player, and that's Imbro. They wanted to shoot 20 threes or so they must guard with hands out, get up on guys, not let them. And they've shot a lot of threes to start this first half. They will go man-to-man, and you got to be able to drive on them, use the guard play, get bounce passes. Got to get guys. The big man's open. You got to be able to get the ball into the post. They've tried, but unsuccessfully, to Walter. When you look at Walter coming in tonight, he has opened the season with 10 points, 9, 13, and 5. And I don't know if he, other than 2 foul shots, scored.
You know, that bounce pass to Walters, he was open. It landed right at his feet. That bounce pass has to be out in front of him so the ball comes up so he can handle it. He's not 4 foot tall, all right? He's 6'2", 6'3", so you got to get that pass so it comes up to a comfortable area so they can just pivot and put the shot up. And I'm pretty sure Charlie Walter would have scored if he'd got a good pass. And there again, we go back to this basic that happened with a lot of teams, just being able to throw good passes, and it's such a big part of the game, and unfortunately, we see less and less of it as we go through the year.
Biddle has the ball for the Braves following the timeout. Give it to Fishaw. Fishaw trying to get the screen from Moyer. And Moyer's going to try to take it to the hoop off the bounce pass, but he's going to be fouled by the Warriors, number 21. That's Almer, his first. That's team's first of the second quarter.
Offensive foul.
And who's it going to be on?
I thought he went offensive. He said number 21. No. I didn't put
34.
That's his third foul.
That's his third.
He put his hand behind his back head, and I thought he was going to call. Maybe he thought there was an offensive foul at that time.
So now the official having a discussion just to clarify that one, as it is three fouls according to the scoreboard.
Fisher is one of the three guys that come in to play in the paint, and he's been scoring very well from in there.
Ball gets inbounded to Biddle, but throws it away. Stolen by the Warriors. Coming back the other way. Messina to the glass, no good. Walter on the rebound. Give it to Ziegler. He's quickly coming back the other way into the offensive set for the Braves. Get it to Fishaw. Fishaw takes it. It's going to get a three-point shot up, no good by Xavier. Rebounded by the Warriors. That's Almer on the rebound. He's into the front court with Biddle on him. He pulls up the three and bangs it.
Well, Almer picks up point number 10. All right, as he gets his second three, puts the Warriors up 22-10.
22-10 lead, but Moyer brings it back the other way, takes it to the glass, gets fouled, makes the bucket, will get one.
One thing the Braves are doing is they're getting a lot of the players for Montoursville in foul trouble. That's Imbro's second foul.
And Moyer will step up to try to knock this one down. 10-point lead at this point for the Warriors as Booker will come into the game. Biddle will check out. Into the game for the Warriors is Shaw Simpson. He's a senior. As Imbro had to check out, Moyer knocks down the free throw. 9-point lead, 5:21 to go. A sub was out there. That's Owen Elliott was at the table, and they will sub him in. He'll come in for Moyer, who has the two fouls.
You know, last year, Asher Moyer became a very good foul shooter as the year went along. He's 2-for-3 tonight, and that's a good start for him. He now has 4 points.
Into the paint are the Warriors. Back out up top. Spin into the paint, and there's going to be a traveling call. Trying to make the move was Almer, defended well by Booker, and he gets called for steps. So back to the Braves.
What Aaron did was he just held his ground, and as Almer tried to make that spin move, you know, he kind of just went backwards and lost his footing and did travel. So good defense by Booker that time.
5 minutes to go in the first half. 9-point lead for the Warriors. Ball's tapped out of bounds as Booker was trying to get it to Owen Elliott, defended well by the Warriors. Got some sub coming in. This is Crawford.
The Braves offense has a very camouflaged student section in their face every time they're down the court here.
I can't see them.
I know, they disappeared. There they go. You can hear them, though.
A good crowd here at Montoursville for this one. The 1-3 Braves against the 1-1 Warriors. Walter turns and tries to drive. On the foul will be Simpson.
This will be a shooting foul, yeah.
Shooting foul with 4:48 to go in the first half. And it's the first time we've seen back-to-back quarters for the Braves that they've pushed it into the bonus with two shots.
Again, Charlie with a nice move, a fake to his left and came back with the right and tried to hook his arm around the defender, and it ended up the defender going over top and fouling him as he misses the first foul shot.
Misses the first one, trying to knock down the second one. Warriors leading 22-13. Free throw is up, and it's good.
Charlie 3-for-4 from the line. That's the points he has tonight, 3.
Eck has it on the right wing. Fishaw guarding him. Down to the right, the right baseline. Swing it up top to Messina. Left-handed shot. Off the iron, no good. Rebounded by his counterpart. That's Booker, number 10, and he gets it out to Fishaw. Fishaw brings it up, trying to take it into the paint. He does. Pulls up. Off the iron, no good. Iron's not been kind to Fishaw here at Montoursville. Montoursville back the other way. Into the paint from Messina, throws it into Simpson, but no good. Booker comes away with the rebound. He scrambles for the ball, gets it up to Ziegler. Ziegler into the front court. Defending him is Crawford. 4 minutes to go in the first half. 8-point lead for the Warriors. A little handoff to Booker. Booker to Elliott. Elliott to Ziegler on the right wing. Give it to Fashaud. Fashaud reset things. Gets Ziegler on the left wing. Hands it off to Booker at the top of the key. Back to Ziegler. Ziegler gets it to Fashaud. Tries to get into the paint. He does. Throws it to Walter. No good. Walter gets his own rebound. Gets it stripped. But it's then thrown away by the Warriors. Back the other way is Fashaud. And it's going to be a foul against Fashaud.
Now, that's a player control foul, so that's his first.
Oh, they didn't call a foul.
Oh, did they?
It was out of bounds. He didn't leave there to go report the foul.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to say it just was out of bounds.
I thought they left him playing in Schuylkill County League. We're up here in Williamsport area.
Ulmer back in as Simpson will come out. Waiting at the score table for the Warriors is Imbro. Warriors into the paint. Uncontested. Front iron no good. Rebounded by the Braves. Coming back the other way at Ziegler. Push in tempo. Give it to Walter. Walter into the lane, and that's going to be an offensive foul as Messina takes the charge on the sophomore Walter.
That'll be Charlie's second foul. You know, in that situation, you got it's like a herd there. There's three guys on two, and there's so much congestion. If he just stops, he's going to get a jump shot. And again, nobody likes to take a shot anymore. So he picks up his second foul.
I don't know if the spacing was real good. Ziegler started coming to his right, and Walter kept going to the basket, almost like he needs to space out, and maybe he could have had a little baseline jump shot. It got really congested, and by the time Walter could even corral it, like you said, there were already three defenders standing around him. It did not look good once they got below the foul line.
You know, let's go back, Pat. I'll go back 50 years. You go back a little bit less than that when you were practicing basketball. You worked on those three-on-twos, and you didn't get everybody bunched together. You got wider, and then you made your cuts. So, again, I guess it's the fact that in the heat of the battle, we forget what we're taught.
And unfortunately for the Braves, it results in a turnover and a foul by Walter, his second. So the Warriors have the ball, leading by eight. Throw it into the paint once again. Kick it back out to Imbro. Imbro gets it to the left side. This is Imbro again. He turns and throws it into the paint to Messina. Messina tries for the left-handed hook shot. No good. Biddle has it the other way. Drive it into the paint. Tough shot. No good. Rebounded by Ulmer. Ulmer gets it into the front court. He gets it to Imbro. Imbro goes to the paint. Stolen by Walter.
Yeah, Charlie just reached across, grabbed the dribble, and pulled it in.
Now Ziegler has it in the backcourt. He has Eck on him. Now Biddle has it between the circles. Messina off of him. As Biddle is about 27 feet, but he throws it away. It'll be Eck coming the other way. Uncontested layup is good.
That's one of those 50-50 balls that you got a man out in the passing lane, and you throw the ball anyway. And that's an easy basket for Eck. That's his third point of the game, first basket.
Pressure still being shown by the Warriors, but the Braves get it into the front court. Ziegler has it between the circles. Defending him is Ulmer. Now to Biddle with Messina on him. Little handoff action. Ziegler gets it to Biddle again. Now goes to Booker. Booker at the foul line. Ziegler, Booker, and now it's going to be finally a foul will be called against Messina. The official trying to get the number on who the foul was, and he's going to call it on number 10 for the Warriors. That'll be his second foul. This is going to be a matter of nutrition.
Yeah.
Who's not going to have the most fouls on the most significant people? But Messina has two, and going to the foul line will be Biddle. And coming into the game after this free throw will be Shearer. He'll be checking in for the Messina who picked up that second foul.
You know, Pat, Coach Messina is playing a lot of different people, and I think he's still trying to figure out the five that work the best for him. But he has a lot of guys in foul trouble as Hunter makes his first foul shot. So they might be in a little bit better shape. Of course, the Braves aren't quite as bad. They've got Moyer with three and Walter with two.
And Walter and Elliott are coming out of the game as Hoover will check in along with Pfeiffer. 1:40 to go in the first half. 24-16 lead for the Warriors. X has the ball.
Biddle makes that second foul shot, and he now has 5 points for the Braves.
X swings it to the left. Back across between the circles. Throws it into Pate this time for the Warriors. Turning on Hoover, but almost stolen by the Braves, but it's the Warriors who come away with it. Three-point field goal, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by the Warriors. Putting it down was Simpson.
It was Ulmer. Yeah, Ulmer made the shot.
Number 21.
Again, just had a great position as the ball came right off to him on the backside.
Into Hoover, but gets it knocked away by Imbro, and going back the other way are the Warriors. Spinning into the lane was Eck, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to foul line to shoot two.
The foul's going to be on Aaron Booker, and I think Aaron might not have fouled him, but you know, when you swing at that ball, it doesn't matter if you hit the guy or not. It looks like you fouled him, so he picks up his first foul, and the Warriors are on the line.
Knock it down. The first one is Eck for the Montoursville Warriors. The freshman looks to get his second one. They lead at this point 27-16 with 54 seconds to go in the opening half. His second free throw is good. 28-16 lead for the Warriors. They continue with the 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. Booker and Biddle will work it up across half court. They get it into the paint. This is a Ziegler. Ziegler no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Nope, it's a scramble for. Ziegler comes away with it, and it goes to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer tries to get it to Hoover, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover against the Braves.
Right now, with 34 seconds to go, the Braves have exactly two field goals in the first half. And, you know, they're still only down by 12. I mean, that's amazing that a team holds another team to two field goals, and you think the score would be much, much more diverse, and it's not.
The Warriors into the lane, kick it out wide around the perimeter. Messina has on the left wing. It's going to go back to the right to Imbro. Patience here, 14 seconds to go in the first half. This is Crawford. Crawford to Eck. Eck to Messina between the circles. Into the paint to Imbro. He turns. Knocked away. Gets it back somehow. Off the iron, no good. And that will end the first half. As the Shikellamy Braves find themselves trailing 28-16 to the Warriors, struggling from the offensive side are the Braves. Big uphill challenge for the Braves. Come back. Get ready for the second half. We're at halftime. This is Brave Basketball on WKOK.com.
What was that for?
I don't know.
Welcome back to halftime here from Montoursville Area High School. That's Coach Dave. And I just watched a massive release of
stuffed animals
yeah. Onto the court.
It might be for Toys for Tots or yeah. some other a charity organization. But these are things that you see done in a lot of college arenas, but not too many done. Although I remember them doing it before up here, but it's been a couple of years ago. So that seems to be. It's funny that you can get kids between the ages of 13 and 16, 17. Get all pumped up over throwing a stuffed animal out in the court, but they were pumped. They were out here. All right, now the cleanup begins as they pick them all up.
They got their big grocery bags, putting them in. So well done by Montoursville area, going for a good cause. We're at halftime. The Braves trailing 28-16. And for all those who are joining us on News Radio 1070 WKOK, welcome. Like to have better news for you, but right now the Braves find them in familiar territory, and that's trailing by double figures here in the first half. A very strange game for the Braves. As you said at the end of the first quarter, they're only down by 12, and to think down by 12 with just scoring two field goals, it's been from the free throw line for the Braves, but they're going to have to muster up some offense to get themselves back in this game.
Montoursville has gave them a lot of opportunities to cut that lead because they had a lot of turnovers, missed a lot of shots, but the Braves just couldn't convert at the other end. They're 11 for 13 from the field foul, and I mean, Coach Ziegler had to be ecstatic about that. That's what kept them really in the game. And it just, I don't know, Pat, this game just seems to be like so fast and sometimes out of control. I don't know how you'd call it, to be honest with you. I mean, just trying to keep up with everything that's going on out there. And there really hasn't been a slowdown. There hasn't been an offense where they came down and ran a set, and it wasn't something that was going really fast. And the other thing I noticed is, boy, everybody likes to shoot the three, too. You know, although I will say Montoursville got the ball in the paint to their guys a lot of times, and the guys made some nice moves, but they could put the ball in the basket a foot away. And I know that feeling because I've did that many a time. All right, but wow, it's just been odd, strange. I would attribute it to the fact that it's only the third game for Montoursville, and that might enter into it. Like I said before, I think Coach Mussin is trying to find five people that work well together because he's playing a lot of kids.
And that's probably the biggest part of it. You say about how fast this is going, but I mean, it's like a hockey, a line change. He is throwing guys in and out of there. Because when we saw, you had talked about it, that before we went on the air, that leading scorers over the first two games were not starters, but now you see why those guys are scoring. And he's just trying to find that right guy who can step in and maybe be hot in that particular game. And he's running them in and out pretty quickly.
Well, guess who the leading scorers are for them now? It's Almer, Eck, and Fisher. Those three guys are the leading scorers. And Almer's got 12, and Eck has 5, and Fisher has 4. So, you know, some guys like to come in off the bench and play. But I think if I were Coach Messina in the next couple of games, you'll probably see those guys starting too. And a foul situation's kind of tough for them. They've got Kingston Fisher with 3. That's why he had to sit down. But they've got Jimmy Mussina with 2. They've got Brennan Imbro with 2. And we have Carson Menny with 2. And we got some other guys that just have 1. The big problem for Shikellamy is that Asher Moyer has 3 fouls. The only other person that is close to that, Charlie Walter, has 2. So you're talking about the two guys that spend most of their time in the paint, most of the time underneath the basket, have 3 and 2 fouls respectfully. You just can't slow Asher down. I mean, we say a lot of times, you got to be under control. Asher's Asher. I mean, he gives his heart and soul out there. We saw that one time. He got called for a foul when he grabbed the ball, and he threw the guy down, and he fell down. They called it a foul. It really wasn't a foul. It was the fact that he was stronger than the other guy that had the ball. And it just like I said, he's just 100% all the time. One of these days, everything is going to come together for this team. Fashaw's going to make us outside shots. He hasn't made a shot. Justin Ziegler's going to get comfortable. We're also going to get Hunter Biddle hitting from the outside. Charlie Walter has had a lot of good looks inside, but there's guys bigger than him, so he might be a little bit intimidated. And he's missed a couple of inside shots. It just seems that, I don't know, everything seems so rushed. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. I'm digressing here, but Charlie Walter was in the middle of the paint, and I think it was Hunter tried to get him a bounce pass, and I talked about it. It went at his ankles, all right? He gets that bounce pass up to Charlie. Charlie pivots, and he at least has a good look at a 2-foot shot. And it's not just there, but other parts of that game happen. And I call it smooth transition, and I don't think the Braves have had a smooth transition tonight. Not that the Warriors have had a lot themselves, because there's been a lot of up and down and nothing really happening. So
it's been a struggle for the Braves. They trail here at halftime 28-16. They trailed 14-9 at the end of the first quarter, but now they trail by 12 to the Montoursville Warriors. Montoursville trying to make it back-to-back wins after they lost to Mifflin County to open up the season, but then they were able to beat St. John Newman. For the Braves, 1-3. After tonight, they'll be home against Warrior Run before having to travel to Danville next week. Again, the Braves, we're at halftime trailing by 12. To the Warriors. Take a break, come back, get ready for the second half. See what the Braves can do to try to get back in this one. This is Brave Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. The Braves go 11 for 13 from the free throw line in that first half. and 11 of their 16 points. They trail 28-16 here at half to the Montoursville Warriors. Some other games of note throughout the District 4, Milton at Bloomsburg. Hughesville, who we saw play, that's the lone win for the Braves. They beat, they're taking on Mount Carmel. Athens at Williamson. And then you go right down the line, North Penn Liberty at North Penn Mansfield, who we just saw over the weekend. Good team at North Penn Mansfield. And then you got Wyalusing and Canton. Shamokin at Williamsport. Shamokin are a very good team, have been for years, looking to get over that hump in district playoffs. But they're off to a 3-0 start, are the Indians. South Williamsport at Midwest. Tawanda at Sayre, Shikellamy. After tonight, we'll have Warrior Run, and that's on Friday night. And all the action can be heard here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Warrior Run also going to be a ginormous challenge for the Shikellamy Braves. And it goes back to the same thing we've been talking about, size.
Size, yeah.
They got McKee.
Warrior Run right now has a nice, we'll call it a crop of athletes in both their boys and girls programs, all right? Pat, one of the kids from the student section came and got the ball and dunked it. Did you see that? The kid out of the stands comes down and dunked, and he's not a real tall kid either. I thought, wow, that was pretty impressive. I don't think anybody saw it. I would have clapped and gave him a standing ovation for that one.
Maybe they're used to it here. Maybe they know exactly who it is. Probably a football player.
Could be. Well, you know, they have the half-court shot to try to raise money, and so they can win a pizza or something, and the ball came off, and the kid grabbed it and put it up and dunked it. I was impressed.
We're at halftime, and what we're not impressed with at this point is the offense in the half court for the Braves, and we mean that very, optimistically. If they could get some of their shots to go down and cut into this lead, they see themselves, do the Braves, trailing by 12, giving up 28 points. The goal that Coach Ziegler talked about, hold them under 50 points, so they're right at that mark right now with giving up 28 in that first half. He also wanted 15 or less turnovers, and that's always going to be a little iffy there. This team does struggle, and like we talked about during the pregame, not only the turnover, but what type of turnover. Does a turnover lead to a quick transition basket? That hasn't necessarily happened in this one like we saw against Mifflin County and like we saw against North Penn Mansfield and Mifflinburg. These are not turnovers that are turning into easy layups going the other way. So defensively, the Braves giving up 28, but they got to hang their hat on that. But this is going to come down to putting ball in the basket.
Yeah, that and you're right. If they got a score, the other thing is they've been given Montoursville several offensive shots. I mean, they missed a shot a couple times. They've got another rebound and put back and another rebound and put back. And, you know, again, the Braves are shooting right in front of us. And I say it every week, and you say it too. Charlie Walters, only one in their offensive rebounding, is one against the world. And, you know, those guys that are out there taking those three-point shots, you can find an empty lane and pop in there and find a spot and try to get a board.
Well, coming in tonight, the Shikellamy Braves only scoring 38.2 points per game. And again, right now, they are at 16, giving up 55.5 points per game, and they're at 28 at halftime. As the Braves will get the ball first to start the third quarter, trying to get the ball in the basket. And you make a great point, and I thought about that as I was preparing for this game. If someone said, what offense are the Braves running? Right now, they're struggling to get into their offensive set and really seeing any benefit to running a down screen, pop up, guy rolling to the basket. It's been difficult for them. And again, we think this will be part of the growing pains for this Shikellamy team.
Yeah.
Should it come around, we think this team can compete to the mid-level that we think they're able to.
Good point.
Well, Fischel will get the ball in from Biddle to start the second half. Between the circles with Messina on him is Fischel. Give it to Biddle. Biddle looking to add to his 5 points in that first half. Throws a bounce pass into Walter and throws it away. And Coach Ziegler opens up his palms and says, what the heck just happened? Coming back the other way of the Warriors. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Brave ball. Going to the basket was Imbro, but it was Charlie Walter who contested it.
You know, Imbro plays very well around the basket. His touch isn't very good tonight. He's missed a lot of the inside shots.
They go with the trap, the full court trap press. And it's going to be almost out on the Braves. Ziegler went to throw it, went off of a Warrior, and Ziegler almost grabbed it, but pulled his hands back quickly enough Coach Messina has a good laugh about it.
They had him where they wanted him, right in that corner. That's a bad spot because that foul line or the out-of-bounds line and the baseline, that's like two other guys guarding you.
They do get it into front court. Bounce pass to Vishal. He missed the left-handed layup. He had gotten a nice bounce pass from Moyer. Nice. Quickly out the other way. Embro to the basket. Able to shake Walter off. And this is going to be a foul against the Warriors. They're going to say Embro put his elbow into Charlie Walter's chest. And that's going to be a foul. And his third for the Warriors. As the Braves are going to inbound the ball.
I would have definitely called a walk. I don't know if I would have called a foul. But now they've got Fisher and they've got Embro with three fouls. The two guys that play inside the most.
Braves break the press. Biddle has it on the left baseline with Embro on him. He tries to throw a pass to Vishal and throws it away. Now the Warriors back the other way. Messina catches it on the left wing. He throws it. He throws it away. 28-16 lead for the Warriors. Ziegler takes it to the rim. Off high off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. They're coming back the other way. We've had 7-8 turnovers to start the second half as Walter goes to the glass and he puts it in.
Nice pass by Asher Moyer. I mean, that was a bullet into the paint. Charlie got it off the ground and put it in for the layup.
10-point lead for the Warriors. The Warriors settle down just a bit. Messina throws it into paint to Fisher. Fisher turns on Moyer. Good.
You know, Fisher knows, I think, that Asher has three fouls. I mean, he went on the attack mode right away. He's got 6 points tonight.
12-point lead for the Warriors. Fischel has it on the left baseline. Looking to get it to Walter. Out to Ziegler between the circles.
Ziegler got hit right in the head. And he's a little... He looks a little dazed. I'm surprised they didn't call timeout.
Well, he spins, shoots, pulls up, left iron, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. He's still touching his face after taking that hit. Coming back the other way is Embro. Embro into Walter, turns, jump hook, too hard. Rebounded by the Braves, and it's Moyer coming back the other way. He's going to push tempo to the foul line. He spins, falls, and it's going to be a charge as he goes over Messina, and now a technical foul on Moyer. From bad to worse, Chief.
Well, that's his fourth and his fifth foul, so he will have to sit out the rest of the game. You know, you got five fouls, you're out of the game, and now the Warriors will get a chance to shoot two foul shots, and they'll get the ball. I mean, Asher was going in the middle of the paint. He turned around to try to spin, and he just fell right back into the person. It was a foul. I mean, it was an offensive foul.
So following the foul and the tech, Messina will go to the free throw line. 30-18 lead, 5:42 to go in the third. Eck at the scorer's table, ready to check in for the Warriors.
Well, Jimmy Messina, it's the first time he's been at the line tonight.
And he knocks down the first one. He'll get a second one here.
That was point number three. He had a basket in the second quarter to go along with that foul shot.
It's up and it's good. 32-18 lead, plus the Warriors will get to inbound the ball. Coming out of the game is Crawford. Eck comes in. Into the backcourt on the inbounds. Ulmer has the ball in the backcourt. Gets it to Messina with Booker on him. Messina left-handed dribble. Gets it in across to the left wing, air ball with Walter, gets the loose ball, but he throws it away. Walter challenges the layup on Ulmer, but Ulmer's able to stick it in the goal.
That's 14 for Ulmer tonight.
The Shaw triple team. Give it to Booker. Booker tries a three, no good. Fisher with the rebound. Give it to Ulmer, coming the other way. 34-18 lead. Fisher through the lane, and Walter catch up to him, and Nurey Gable a hell ball, and it's going to stay with the Warriors.
Good hustle by Charlie Walter. Came down the court, caught Fisher from behind and grabbed the ball. Didn't get any bodies, so that's good.
5:05 to go in the third, and Warriors have the ball in the lead. Messina, left-handed three is good. 37-18 lead for the Warriors following the three from Messina. Vishal trying to break the press. He throws it away. Outlet to Eck. Eck to the glass. Blocked by Booker, but it's going to be a foul on Booker. And it's going to send Fisher or Eck to the free throw line. Booker hurt after the contested layup.
Well,
Aaron
was really up in the air, and of course, when he was up in the air and basically hit the ball, he was off balance and hit the floor pretty hard here.
And with that foul, it would be the fifth foul against the Braves. So with 4:44 to go in the third quarter, the Braves trail 37-18. The Montoursville Warriors will be two free throws with every foul. So right now, it is a uphill challenge here for the Shikellamie Braves. And add to it, Chief Moyer, who was a leading scorer in the previous game with that 15, has fouled out.
Yep, he's down to the ball game. And, it seems that ever since that situation that, everything has gone south for the Braves, making some passes right into people. It hasn't been pretty all night, but it got really ugly in the last 3 minutes.
Booker remains on the floor to the right of us, being looked at by the medical staff, and Brian Ziegler looking at him. He's going to get to his feet, see if he's able to get off under his own power, and it looks like he's going to be able to after getting some evaluation.
He's walking pretty good. And, Aaron, he's a he's a very good athlete, and he can get off the ground. I mean, he can get off the ground just standing still, but, when he gets a running start like that, he's, it's Michael Jordan-ish as he's going through the air, except when you lose your balance. It's a pretty hard fall when you come down from that height.
Look at a college score as Penn State trailing Rutgers 59-52. That's in the second, 12:48 to go on that one. After we see Booker get to the bench, it is Eck going to the free throw line. 37-18 lead for the Warriors. Eck's first free throw is up and no good. He'll get a second one.
Well, he's 3 for 5 tonight from the foul line. From what I understand, he's a very good outside shot.
And they corrected the foul situation. That's just the third foul in the Braves. They hadn't reset that after halftime. Eck almost gets the steal as Biddle was going back and forth between Pfeiffer and Biddle trying to break this soft press by Montoursville. Fischel will come up into the front court to help out. And it's going to be stolen by Eck. Eck unable to make the shot over Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gets it to Fischel. Fischel into the front court. Takes it to the foul line. Jump stops. Gives it to Walter. Walter with the pump fake. Unable to make the layup. And it's going to be a foul. Is that on Fischer? After the pump fake by Walter.
And that's his fourth foul.
And quickly to the bench is Coach Messina.
Well, that's a sign of maturity there. I mean, when Charlie got the ball, he saw Fischer up in the air, so he just did a little jump step pump fake. And when Fischer came down, he fouled Charlie.
Charlie looking to get another bucket from the foul line, and he does. Knocks down the free throw for the Braves. Braves still trail 38-19, 4:28 to go in the third. Fischer will come to the bench for the Warriors. Charlie looking for his back-to-back free throws here. In and out, rim not kind, and being knocked to the turf or the floor. Owen Elliott picks up the foul on the rebound by the Warriors, but now that will be the fourth foul on the Braves as the Warriors will inbound the ball. Some confusion here as the Warriors are walking all the way down the other end of the floor.
Well, the official did not come over to the bench to make the call. He did it from on the opposite side. Now we're going to go back and throw the ball inbounds it for the Montoursville Warriors.
Walter, Elliott, Ziegler, Fischel, and Pfeiffer into the game for the Braves. Eck works around the left or the right wing. Now he's through the paint. Kicking it around into the paint for the Warriors. As this is mini and a bucket good by the Warriors to increase their lead.
Well, he's the third of the three people that Coach Mazzante puts in there, all right, in that paint, and he comes right in and scores.
This is going to go to Owen Elliott on the nice left-handed layup off the glass and good for the Braves. 40-21 lead for the Warriors. It's going to be a carry call against the Warriors. For the fact that there's a dead ball, there is a substitution coming in, and it's nonstop for Coach Messina as he's going to bring Messina out of the game after he's called for the carry.
Well, we haven't seen many of those calls all so far this year. The carry.
As Ziegler gets it up to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer swings it all the way to Owen Elliott. Elliott bounce pass into Fashaw. Left-handed layup, no good. Walter with the rebound, turns over his right shoulder and knocks down the bucket.
That's 8 points for Charlie Walter. He's leading the Braves right now, scoring.
He's been a consistent scorer, 10, 9, 13, and 5 throughout the season for the sophomore. Three-point field goal by the Warriors is good as Mitty makes the three.
That is his second three of the night. He's got eight now again off the bench.
Ziegler gets it from Pfeiffer. He's being defended by Eck. Between the circles is Ziegler. Three-point shot by Pfeiffer, no good. Walter tries to run it down, and he tries to save it. Unable to, goes out of bounds, and he'll go back to the Warriors. Here's a pet peeve of mine, as an official and as a coach. The coach is walking out on the floor. And Mr. Messina sometimes is 4 feet out on the floor, and
yes,
I don't understand
yes,
why you have to be that far out. Scramble for the ball, coming away from it. Yeah, the Warriors, especially when his team is playing well. That's Crawford making the layup to increase the lead to 45-23.
Yeah, you're right. He's out on the floor a lot.
Ziegler gets it to Walter on the right wing.
You have an offensive foul, but I don't know who it's against.
And I don't think anybody does right now.
It's on Owen Elliott.
And everyone, all 10 guys, were just kind of stunned, like, what is that call? And it will go against Elliott. Elliott's had two strange fouls called on him. Elliott tried to plead that I was just standing there, but the whistle is blown. It's a foul against the Braves. That's the third for Elliott with 2:30 to go in this third quarter. 45-23 lead for the Warriors. A 1-2-2 half-court look defensively by the Braves. No problem for the Warriors. Get it into the paint. Turn off the glass. No good. Walter with the rebound. The shot that time was by Mini, but he was not able to get it. Now Ziegler is going to be fouled as he gets into the front court. He was defended by Eck, and Mini came up and got bumped. So now the Braves will inbound the ball right in front of their bench.
That's Mini's third foul, and you're going to see Imbro come back in.
I say every time I hear a whistle, somebody's coming into the game for the Warriors. Interesting pattern here by Coach Messina. Corbin Stahl into the game for the Braves between the circles with Messina on him. Takes it to the right wing. Ziegler between the circles. X has him. Back to Corbin Stahl, trying to get it to Walter on a bounce pass, but it's knocked away, and it'll go out of bounds.
Yeah, Corbin's got it. Corbin has to realize when the pass is there and it's not there. It was not there that time. Just kick it back out to the front and start all over again.
Elliott gets from the inbound, takes it to the hoop, no good. He'll be fouled.
22.
That's going to be four fouls on the home-standing Warriors. The Braves had five fouls, so now he's at the foul line. They'll say he got fouled on
two
the
shot,
drive.
Yeah, he was driving. That's what they're going to give it. This Owen, I don't know if Owen's been to the foul line yet this year. I'm going to have to double-check.
Well, he's another lefty, and he's able to make that one for the Braves. But the next foul, either way, both teams going to the free-throw line to shoot two fouls as Owen Elliott will attempt the second one. For the Braves, 1:52 to go in the third, 45-24 lead for the Warriors. Second free throw up and good for Owen Elliott. Elliott will come out of the game with Biddle checking in for him.
You know, Owen had 6 points to end the game on Saturday night and picked up four here. If he would be able to be consistent, he would be a big bonus because he's a nice-sized kid that can play inside too.
And he's a good defender. Montoursville into the offensive set. Left, right baseline. Drive with the left hand that time was Simpson, but it's going to be out of bounds on the Warriors after the attempted offensive rebound, and it'll go back to the Braves. The Braves will inbound the ball to Biddle. No pressure this time by the Warriors. They'll pick him up man-to-man, half-court man-to-man. Biddle looking for the screen from Walter. Nope, Walter's going to get the pass from Biddle. Get it to Ziegler on the handoff. Ziegler, left-handed dribble, double team. Get it to Stahl, and Stahl's going to be fouled on the nice feed from Ziegler running that left baseline, and here comes a sub for the Montoursville Warriors.
See, they're the kind of plays I like to see. I mean, you know, you dribble penetrate, and then all of a sudden you got, you know, a guy open on the baseline because somebody came up to double team. You get him the ball. If he doesn't make the shot, he got fouled, so he's on the line.
Stahl knocks down the first one. The Braves have scored 10 points here in the third quarter after a 28-16 first half. As Stahl will attempt to get the second one up and no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Quick throw up the other way as Eck will get to the glass. Make a layup. No, he doesn't. It gets taken away by Stahl. Stahl comes the other way. Ziegler decides to bring it back out. It's going to be stolen. And then stolen back by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gets it to Ziegler. Ziegler eyes up a three. Front iron, no good. Hoover tried to go up. Yeah, Hoover tried to go up. Embro with a good box, as you said. Quick thrown up by the Warriors, but stolen by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to Stahl. Stahl gets it to Ziegler. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pfeiffer has it. Takes two dribbles, gives it to Ziegler on the left wing. Ziegler, left-handed dribble into the paint, spins, gives it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will try a three, no good. And it's rebounded by Messina for the Warriors. He kicks it up to Eck. Eck gives a little head-shoulder fake, tries to go baseline, defended well by Pfeiffer. He'll bring it back out. 20 seconds to go in the third. 45-26 lead for the Warriors. Messina looking to get it to Crawford. Crawford has Corbin Stahl on him. Messina through the lane. 5 seconds. Hard to the glass of the Warriors. No good. Offensive rebound. No good. And it will be Pfeiffer comes away with it. That's the end of the third quarter. The third quarter that sees the Warriors leading 45-26 over the Braves. This is Brave Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. As the fourth quarter underway, the Braves get the inbound ball, trailing 45-26. Ziegler shoots a three and knocks it down.
He didn't even think about it. Just turned around and shot it, and just a nice job by Justin to pick up his. It's the first three-pointer. He's got five now.
Hard to the glass is Fisher. He'll be called for traveling. Had Biddle on him. 7:35, a timeout will be taken by the Montoursville Warriors. So Ziegler, as you said, came out, knocked down the three to cut it to 45-29. This is quarter by quarter breakdown. At the end of the first quarter, it was 14-9 with the Warriors leading. And then after a 14-point second quarter by the Warriors and just 7 for the Braves, it was a 28-16 lead at halftime. And then both teams showed a little more in that third quarter. 17 points by the Warriors, 10 by the Braves. And at the end of the third quarter, it was 17-10 right now. Or excuse me, it was 45-26. And now it's 45-29 after that Ziegler three.
You know, you look at that team that's on the floor right now. That's the team that basically played every JV game last year. Ziegler was the point guard. You've got, Maddox wasn't up yet. Maddox was down with the ninth grade team. But, you know, Stahl was there. I think you're going to see Pfeiffer, more and more young players. Pfeiffer, yeah, Hoover. Maddox. So Maddox, Hoover.
The Braves will inbound the ball following the timeout by the Warriors. Biddle will have it in the backcourt. He's going to walk it up into the front court with Macedo on him. Takes it to the right wing. Trying to get it to Stahl. Pop it out top between the circles.
Boy, they missed Pfeiffer when he cut down to the low box. He was wide open. They just didn't get him the ball.
Stahl to the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors.
We've seen a lot of drives, and there's no finish. All right? It seems they come off shorter. They roll off the back of the rim.
Warriors are going to be patient here with a 45-29 lead. 7 minutes to go in the game. Working around the perimeter are the Warriors. Embro will give it off on a handoff. Messina will end up with it. Back to Embro on the left wing. Down to Fisher. Fisher kicks it out. A lot lot of ball movement by the Warriors. Again, in no hurry as they're trying to use clock with the 45-29 lead. Now Fisher has it at the foul line. Gets it left to Crawford. Crawford almost loses it, but then gets it back. Now back up between the circles to Elmer. Homer has Corbin Stahl on him. Throws it down into Fisher with Biddle on him. Tries to turn, kicks it back out. Embro gets it to Messina. Left-handed dribble to the bucket and good.
That's Messina's ninth point.
Just going under 6 minutes to go in the game. 47-29 lead for the Warriors. You're just joining us, Moyer fouled out of the game early in the third. So he has not been in the game, obviously, since going over the foul, the five-foul limit for the Braves.
Well, Maddox Hubert picked up the foul there. He missed the inside shot, and then he went over the back, so that's his first foul. You know, I think that's the first time Charlie Walter sat down in five games. I really do.
Yeah, he's back into the game. Also worth mentioning, Booker got hurt at contesting a layup. He's not back in. Actually, he's sitting on the sideline with an ice pack on his ankle. So Walter back in the game along with Keeley, Fischel, Owen Elliott, and Hewlett. Eck gets it inside, but stolen by the Braves. That's Owen Elliott coming away with a loose ball. Gets it to Fischel. If we can get something out of this, we'd love to see Fischel possibly get things going for the Braves. He gets the ball in the left wing. He's got Eck on him. Going to get it to Keeley. Keeley out top to Elliott. Elliott trying to make a move on Eck, unable to. Keeley going to the glass, too strong, no good, and rebounded by the Warriors. The Warriors are going to take their time, crumb it across the timeline. Fisher's going to have it on Walter. Turns into the paint, kicks it back out. Gets it to Simpson, back to Fisher, and going to be out of bounds off of Fisher. So it will be Warrior ball as Crawford tried to get into Fisher in the scoring zone, unable to.
Nice job. I mean, Fisher dropped to the opposite side where the ball was and almost got a basket.
And Eck had an easy layup off of the inbounds, but it's Walter comes away with the rebound. To Fischel. Fischel to Hewlett, and it goes out of bounds. So coming back the other way will be the Warriors, leading with 4:41 to go in the game, 47-29. Breaking the half-court pressure by the Braves are the Warriors. Eck looking at a three, he brings it back out. Up between the circles of Messina, back to Eck, into Fisher. Fisher turns, uncontested, no good. And then Walter knocks away the second opportunity, but Fisher gets a third opportunity, and it goes the way, exactly what you talk about, Chief. Where's everybody else?
I know. Charlie Walter's in there by himself.
And Owen Elliott tries to get it to Keeley, but he's going to throw it away. 20-point lead for the Warriors with 4:10 to go as Fisher had three opportunities. Walter contested the first one.
I think he blocked the second one.
Blocked the second one, but Fisher stayed with it and finally got the bucket.
He walked.
Traveled as he was coming down. He thought he was going to throw it to Fisher and took an extra step. And the Warriors will see the Braves with the inbound pass and Zigger come back into the game and have Owen Elliott coming out.
Well, they've got Hewlett in. Hewlett's very, very, very quick and very fast. I think they've got him in there to try to steal the ball when Montoursville goes in that weave out front.
Fischel has it into the front court between the circles. Fischel, left-handed dribble, throws it to Walter. Walter tries to shoot. He's going to be blocked, but there will be a foul. That'll be on Crawford, the senior for the Warriors, sending Walter to the free throw line with 3:51 to go in the game, and the Braves trailing by 20.
Well, Charlie, so far tonight is 4-for-6 from the foul line.
Ready to check in will be Engel, the senior, pacing number 11 to the applause of the student section. You can hear him. As Eck will come to the bench. Walter will have another free throw coming to him. The left-handed shooter up, and this one is good. Quickly inbounded are the Warriors. Three-quarter court press this time by the Braves. Fisher gets it over to Ulmer. Now they throw it around the perimeter. Engel has it. He gets it back to Ulmer. Guarded by Keeley. Almost throws it away, but it's the Warriors who come away with it. Kicking it around between the circle. Hewlett is guarding Engel. A little push out that time by Ulmer. Nothing called as Keeley tightly defending on that. Give it to Fisher. Fisher back up top. Engel get it back to Ulmer. Just using a lot of clock are the Warriors. Coming up on three to go in this one. Engel gets it on the left baseline. Throws it to Fisher. He loses it. Fischaud coming the other way. Fischaud brings it into the front court to the foul line. Pull up and still can't find the net for the senior. Quick leak out to Fisher. Fisher contested by Hewlett, but knocks down the layup. 2:45 to go in this one. Well in hand for the Warriors as they're leading by 21. Neal get ready to check into the game for the Warriors. Ziegler on the left baseline. Right-handed dribble to the elbow. Throws it into Walter. Walter looking to give it back. Nope, blew up an under move. Jump hook is good.
Nice
by your sophomore.
That gives Charlie 11. He's in double figures for the Braves.
That's his third game of the season. It's a double figures for the sophomore. Again, Warriors use it as much clock. Coming up on 2:05 to go in this one. The Braves will fall to 1-4. They'll take on Warrior Run on Friday. If Shaw will take the foul here to stop the clock, we'll have subs coming in. It looks like a wholesale subs for both teams. As we said, Neal coming in, Shearer checking in for the Warriors. 14 coming back in the game is Simpson. Engel will stay in the game. Also checking in number 33, and that is Wood. For the Braves will be Maddox Hoover, Pereira, Corbin Stahl, Pfeiffer, and also Owen Elliott for the remaining, or for possibly the remaining 1:49 in this one. Ball kicks around to the left wing. Pfeiffer defending there. Little weave action here for the Warriors. Up top is Wood. Into the paint. Now back out. Engel thinking about a three. Left baseline. Going to say he was out of bounds. Student section want Engel to shoot a jumper. And he does it there. Check it into the game. Number 20 for the Warriors. And that is Tyra Carlos. He'll come into the game. So the Braves will have the ball. 1:29 to go in this one. Corbin Stahl has it between the circles. Give it to Hoover. Hoover cuts hard to the glass as Corbin Stahl attempted to get it to him, but he pulls it back out. Keeley's able to knock down the three for the Braves. 51-35 lead for the Montoursville Warriors. To the glass for the Warriors. Uncontested layup. Knocking it down was Carlos Tyra, and that's good. Tira, as they call him, 53-35 lead for the Montoursville Warriors. Corbin Stahl on the right wing. Gets it into the paint. That's Herrera. Tries to turn around. Jumper no good. And the Warriors quickly back the other way. Right to the glass. It's Tira. He's good on another layup. A 55-35 lead for the Warriors. Keeley trying to back-to-back threes. No good. The Warriors coming back to lay. Three layups. No. And it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be a foul. Warren Shearer trying to get the rebound over Keeley. And the Braves will have it with 18 seconds to go.
Hey, a lot of JVs in there right now. I think everybody played in a junior varsity game before this.
Could be the last possession for either team as Corbin Stahl brings it into the front court. Engel on him. Takes it across the circles. Pfeiffer into the lane. Pulls up. Jump hook no good. And he'll be fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 55-35 lead for the Montoursville Warriors as they'll improve to 2-1. So Pfeiffer will step up to the free throw line. That was the first foul on Neal for the Warriors. First free throw is up and no good as Pfeiffer will get the second one. Receives the ball from the official. Takes the dribble. Spins it back to himself. One more dribble. Free throw up and no good off the right this side. It'll be rebounded by the Warriors and that will be it. It will be the Montoursville Warriors get the 20-point win. 35 points scored by the Braves. They fall 55-35 to the Warriors. Traditional handshakes by both teams. We'll take a break, come back, have our postgame show from Montoursville as the Warriors win this one over the Braves 55-35. This is Brave Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK at WKOK.com. Back to Montoursville Area High School where the Braves fall tonight to the Warriors 55-35. And waste no time here, Dave. Let's just jump right into the scoring and how it broke down. Boy, a lot of people played on both sides due to foul trouble, but also when this one got out of hand, the coaches all went to their bench. So a breakdown in the scoring as the Braves found themselves trailing 28-16 at halftime and fall 55-35.
Yeah, actually the first half was probably the better half for the Braves, but again, Shea Ulmer led all scores. He's got 14 for Montoursville, and Kingston Fisher had 10, and Jimmy Messina had 9. They were the three top scorers for the Montoursville Warriors. And for Shikalimi, there was one player in double figures. Again, it was Charlie Walters with 11. If there was one bright spot about the entire night, the fact that the Braves were 16 for 21 from the foul line, the not-so-bright spot was the fact that they only had 8 field goals in the entire game. That's sometimes unheard of, all right? And it wasn't that they weren't getting shots. They just couldn't put anything in. They outside shots. A lot of times there were shots that were inside. They'd come off the rim. I think I said it a couple of times. They just don't finish the shot. They got good position. And I don't know if they don't put enough spin on the ball or rotation, but just couldn't get anything to go for them. Montoursville was 10 for 15 from the foul line. And just think, if Montoursville would have made all the shots that they missed, they probably could have scored 100 points. Because I don't think their shooting percentage was much better than the Braves. It's just the fact that they shot more shots.
And you feel for a guy like Xavier, who got to the rim a few times today, came up short. He did something a little bit different than we have seen in the first couple games, where he's shooting a lot of those deep threes. Give the kid credit. He recognized, I'm going to try to get to the rim, see if I can't get some layups, but the rim has not been kind for Xavier Fischel in the season. You do believe that things will turn for him. He's a hardworking kid, and you like to see some of those shots go down for him, because as we talk about in athletics, it's about confidence and feeling good about what you're doing, and right now he's struggling to find buckets, but if he could get those buckets to go, the big part of it, you got to worth mentioning, Booker got hurt. You hope it's not something that's going to keep him out of the game coming up against Warrior Run. And then the other thing, when you lost Moyer to foul trouble, and that's tough to deal with as well. But as we welcome Coach Ziegler, Coach, we'll get right into it. When you break down the scoring, you end up having a lot of guys play, but it was Charlie Walter who ended up getting in double figures once again, and that's 4 out of the 5 gains for your sophomore, but he's got to get some support from other guys. We were just talking about Xavier, how we liked the fact that he wasn't shooting all the threes that he has been early on. He was getting to the glass, but the rim has not been kind for him, and it seemed like it was a struggle throughout.
It seems like we need to watch the movie Major League, where they sacrifice the live chicken to break the curse, whatever it is. Asher has a shoulder injury right now, and he's playing through it. And yesterday at practice, we didn't let him shoot one shot the whole practice. So he's trying to deal with it, so he's not getting as many reps as he'd like to. So that's,
You said for shot. He has the shoulder injury.
Yeah, okay. Xavier, we didn't let him shoot all practice yesterday. Yeah. And he's battling. So then when the game comes, he's trying to tough it out. And his shots are close. If you look at at him. They're half in and out. You know, even his threes are hitting either short or long. They're not left or right. Bottom line is there aren't going to be many games that we win if we're in the 30s. And, you know, we just went in the locker room and, you know, basically said that, you know, we've all played in games where we're not putting the ball in the basket. And it's very easy to put your head down and pout. But for the most part today, other than the last minute and a half, I thought we battled and we hustled and we fought through, even though times were tough. There was no quitting the boys here. So that's definitely one positive I can take looking going forward.
How'd you feel your team handled the pressure from, they were going a little three-quarter press, you know, on you? It was kind of a soft press just to keep you guys moving around. Overall, how'd you feel your guys handled that?
A couple turnovers, but it wasn't like we got trapped and we threw it away. It was, you know, just us throwing the ball to somebody's knees or over their head or at their feet. So I don't think our execution was bad, but our scheme was okay. And, you know, one thing that we have to get better at, and this comes, you know, with a young team with not many varsity experience, is when we break the press, we seem to chuck up the first available shot, and it's not an open look, and it's not one where, you know, we throw in a couple passes and made them work a little bit. So we got to get better at that, because, you know, we broke the press, and then we threw a quick shot up, and it wasn't going in.
I used to tell my teams it's called a press break, not a fast break. So just sometimes you get into the front court, and you think you still have to go at that same, but like you said, you want to bring it out and kind of set some things up. The one thing that Dave and I talked about, you've had the turnover bugaboo, but tonight they weren't turnovers that led to the easy layups going the other way. So it tells me that they were making different types of decisions, where against Mifflin County, against Mifflinburg, they were turnovers leading the layups going the other way. So like you said, it wasn't necessarily that we're just chucking it all over the place. We just weren't getting the ball where guys could catch it and make some plays.
Yeah, I mean, we keep our stats pretty good, and we have 78 turnovers in the first four games. So that's, 19 and a half. That's way too big of a number. And, we're trying to do some things at practice. It's not always easy to replicate against a JV team, but, one of Coach Ford's old tools that we used to do is to get the ball rack out. We put five balls on it while we're breaking the press, and every turnover we get, we take a ball off. When there's none on, then there's a punishment. Hopefully that will continue to limit the turnovers, and hopefully the ball will start falling soon.
Talking to Coach Ziegler, Booker took a hit down here trying to contest a shot, and boy, this is a long season. Dave, you coached it. Bill, you've been doing it for a long time, and gosh, it's hard to overcome all that's happening already. You've had the sickness part take a bug on you. How do you manage this team just to try to keep everybody healthy, because it is a long season?
Yeah, well, we're going to keep the trainer busy, that's for sure. Aaron says the pain's dull. It's not a sharp pain, so that's a good thing. Aaron, he says it's a dull pain, not a sharp pain. So hopefully it's just a, you know, little sore and things like that. And, you know, we'll take it easy with him tomorrow to make sure he sees the trainer. And, Thursday, with it being a home wrestling match, you know, we're only going to be on the court for about an hour and 15 minutes there. So, tomorrow will be more of a maintenance day for us to work on some things that we need to get better. And that'll let me watch some film on Wednesday night and get ready. Then Thursday, short practice will be very business-like, since it's a short time to get to work and get over the things we need to stretch, shoot, go over our defense, go over our game plan, and then get out of there. So hopefully, with a shorter practice on Thursday and a maintenance practice tomorrow, we can maybe get some guys through the sickness and the injuries.
One thing Dave says is nobody's going to be more prepared than the Zicklers. So we entrust that this thing will turn around. You keep your head up, keep this team, the morale up, because those shots are going to fall and you're going to get some victories tonight. We truly believe that. Coach, keep it up, keep working hard, and the kids will benefit from it. We know that. Your final thoughts?
That's what we keep telling the kids, that they have averages for a reason. And, even 30%, 3 out of 10 got to go in. It seems it's not going there right now. But we'll keep putting the work in. And, as we all know, the harder we work, the results will come quicker. So that's our game plan.
Appreciate it. Coach Ziger checking in, and we're off to Warrior Run as Coach Belichick.
No, they're coming to our place.
I mean, we're off to that area next game. So we'll see you Friday for sure. Appreciate your support on the broadcast.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Coach Bill checking in with us. We always appreciate not the easiest thing to do, but appreciate his professionalism and always very upright and forward about where he's at and where his thoughts are on his team. And right now, it's about health. So you got to keep these kids healthy. Dave, your final thoughts as we wrap up here from Montoursville and we get ready to see the defenders come to lock off.
I agree with Coach Ziegler, the fact that they'll just keep working hard and hopefully, you know, you'll get some good results from that. So, you know, I don't think there's any super teams in the league this year, maybe except for Shamokin. But the fact is, you know, get rid of those turnovers and, again, put the ball in the basket. And that's something that the Braves have struggled with all except for one game.
The Braves fall tonight to the Montoursville Warriors again. We'll bring you Brave basketball once again on Friday as they will host the defenders of Warrior Run. Once again, the final score here from Montoursville, it's the Braves falling to the Warriors 55-35. For Coach and Chief Dave Ritchie, this is Pat O'Brien saying we'll talk to you again on Friday, all part of Brave basketball here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.